do you mentally, as you guys as a team, you seem very resilient in the locker room, but how do you just drop all of the focus on that Monday night debacle and really put every bit of effort and thought into the Ravens right now?
Well, that game is over, so it is what it is. If you're still living off of Monday night, you got the wrong mindset. We on to the next week. We have a 1-0 mentality. That's what we have to have. We have to be focused on this game. The Monday night game probably wasn't the performance that we wanted to have, but that game is over. We on to next week. Me personally, it's not hard for me at all. I'm totally past it. I'm ready for the next game.
Mike, what have you seen from the tape so far against the Ravens that could present some problems as you head into the game on Sunday?
Problems for who?
Problems for your offense.
None. I feel like, you know, as long as we go out, we protect, we make throws and catches, that's the game. I don't really see anything. You know, you always have to watch Terrell Suggs. He's a great player. They have an amazing defense up front. But from a standpoint of anything, it's just a problem for our team. I feel like we have great players, and I feel like, you know, we are for the challenge. So whatever they do, we just have to counter it and make plays, regardless of whatever they do on their side of the football.
What's your main focus coming into Sunday?
Winning. Just letting, like I said, just focus on the Ravens. Going in, doing whatever we have to do, going to the game plan, listening to the coaches, watching film, just focusing on this game, taking it one game at a time. Try to get this win before we go into our bye week. That would be a great thing for us to go into our bye week 4-1. So we just have to focus on Baltimore and Baltimore only.
Ryan is on pace to get hit about 72 times this season on sacks. So, you know, how have you seen him bounce back and just get back in the huddle?
I never once seen him really just stay down. He's always gotten up, but I don't think that's good. If he's on pace to get hit 72 times, I don't know if he could take 72 hits. 72 sacks, that's a lot of time getting hit by big guys. That's not going to work. We have to clean it up. Whatever we have to do, we have to find a way. But getting hit 72 times, it's just not going to work. One of those times, I'm pretty sure something bad is going to happen if he gets hit 72 times.
Yeah, obviously it doesn't get much easier this week. They're known for their pass rush, and the Elves do the villains. How are you defending that?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. I'm out wide. I'm pretty sure if you ask Pounce or Jim Watt, they could tell you. But me personally, I don't really know too much about how we're going to protect the front. But I'm pretty sure they have a good plan. We know those guys are great players. And I think our coaches will put us in a great position. But honestly, I can't even tell you because I'm not down there too often.
Having the next 7 games are at home, how important is it to sort of keep anchored
at home base? We have to win home games. That's what you do in the NFL. You have to protect your home field. You have to win games at home. That's just the way. We did a really good job on the road so far. So, you know, we have to protect our house and we're the team that we want to be.